And as I said at the beginning of the service, we're just going to take some time to look back and to look forward, to review all that our God is doing in us and through us. And it's a good opportunity also to remind us of our purpose as a church. Because we believe that every church ought to have a very clear purpose and ought to have the same purpose, which is more or less written down in the Bible. So we believe that our purpose here is to reach out with the gospel to friends, to family, to the world, so that men and women, boys and girls, everyone we come across knows the good news of Jesus Christ, to reach out. That's our purpose. It's also to build up. What I love about what the Bible says of the gospel is that it's not just a one-hit wonder. It's not, oh, believe in this news and then get on with life. It's believe in this news and allow the values and the status that this news gives us to grow in us. The status that God loves us, the status of God's children that is given through the good news to grow in us. So we grow in confidence. When we sin, we know that, oh, you know, actually my Savior loves me. In spite of my sin, my Savior loves me. That's the status we've been given. And actually, the values grow in us as well. As I was praying, we honor the poor in heart, the poor in spirit. We honor the humble. Those are kingdom values growing in us. That's what it is to build up the gospel. We build each other up by growing those values and growing that status in us. And also, it's our privilege to see that the Bible gives us the purpose of sending each other on wherever we go. It slightly overlaps with reach out, but at the same time, wherever we go, whether that's in a secular workplace, whether it's at school, wherever we go, we send each other on with the kingdom news, with the kingdom status, with the kingdom values. That's our purpose, to reach out, to build up, to send on. And our vision, I love it. When I said to Chris Short, who's a missionary in Paris, when I said, Chris, our vision, he said, you've got to have a vision. I said, well, we do. Our vision is to double our numbers every 10 years. He said, oh, that's a bit unambitious, isn't it? If you know Chris Short, that's typical of Chris. And why do we say that's our vision? Well, it's important for us to aim at something. If you aim at nothing, you get nothing. That's in the wisdom of the elders we've been given. That's our vision, our to double our numbers every 10 years. Because our logic is this: if the gospel is growing, then a gospel-centered church will grow. And therefore, in our effort is to seek to grow the gospel in us and through us, in our community, in the communities around us. So we go humbly in God's strength. We're not going to say, oh, this is a magic number that we've, you know, fasted and prayed about. It's simply what we've said, oh, do you know, that's what we hope to see the gospel grow through us. But I have to say, there's in this review, in looking back, in looking forward, there is always going to be setbacks. There have always been setbacks. There are always going to be disappointments. We will be able to look back and say, I have been disappointed. There will always be disagreements. A growing church will inevitably bring disagreements. And we are sinners. We will always be disappointed. We will always have setbacks. There will always be disagreements. But we seek to resolve those together, because Christ has brought us together by the grace of God. And as we saw last week, you know, we take these hits for the sake of seeing the lost come to know and love Jesus. We partner together in the gospel. That's a biblical phrase which describes how we go together with this purpose, with this vision. So as we take a look now, just at all that the Lord has done through us and in us, all that the Lord will do through us and in us, God willing, let's rejoice. Oh, rejoice. And have that goal in mind. Oh, to see men and women, boys and girls, come to know our blessed Savior, the one who has saved us, the salvation that we've been talking about this morning. So I'm going to ask, first of all, Josh and Elise just to come up and share with us the good news and all that God has been given, God has been doing in us through the children's work and the youth work. And then Andy's going to come and share with us a bit more about the building that's going on, and then I'll finish up. So Josh and Elise, do you want to come up?
Under instruction, we're going to talk about reach, build and send with our children. And I have the privilege of working with children and families in the church and in our community. And that's just a real joy. And I just want to thank all of you who are involved or who have helped out at odd events or just whatever, just to help us in our mission, because it's fab to be a part of a massive team who serve, who give sacrificially week by week, and just to serve together in such a great work is just great. So thank you. I'll start with something that's not in my remit, but open house needs a mention, I think. It's a weekly thing that Liz took over from Roslyn, who has passed the baton on last year, and so she's been leading our team at Open House, and that's been great to have her leading us this year with Sue and Rose and Kylie as well, and just getting to know mums and grandparents, carers, and the toddlers who come along week by week. And it's a stressful time, isn't it, having little ones, and it's great to provide support and help and to pray for many issues in people's lives too, and that's been a real privilege to do that this year. So that's part of our reaching, really. Then we've also had family fun events in January and May. We had about 90 people came along to our last one, and that's just great to see people coming in. Quite often people who we've known from Open House or toddler group, families who have then got older children now, and then that's another point of contact for them to come back and see us again. And also just through Facebook, people just turning up as well. It's just been great to get to know other families in the community. Quite often we get to know the children well, but yet we don't have much opportunity to interact with parents, and that gives us that opportunity. We had our Champions Holiday Club at Easter, where we had about 50 children. Easter is the best time of the year, isn't it? What an amazing story to share with children, and so it's a great opportunity to share the gospel as clearly as we can and just pray that God would work through these things. Jan and Dave organised another great carnival tent this year, and we were able to provide crafts for the children and again just give contact with families and just tell them about the holiday club coming up and our explorers group and these kind of things, which has been fab. On a Friday evening, we run a regular weekly group called Explorers for primary age children. We've had about 25 to 30 children come along each week this year, and it's really grown and just feels like it's matured a bit this year, the group, and it's just been a fab time. We've been looking at the life of Jesus in the spring term, but then looking at beyond and the new church at the after Jesus rose back from the dead, and we've been looking at how we can never be too young, never too near or far, never too ordinary, never too unlikely, never too bad to be part of God's team, and we've been looking at that together. In terms of building up our children and our families, well, we've got our Sunday Adventurers group, which John and I lead, and we've just been looking to teach the children God's word faithfully each week, not just so that it's another story and it's all about stories, but just so that it would actually transform and change our lives. And our desire—that's our desire. And just ask you to pray for that too. John's a great organiser of big events, as you know, I'm sure, if you've ever had children in the church. And he organised the Adventurers Party and last week the barbecue, and that was just great again, just to have families coming together, time together, getting to know each other better and building that sense of community within the younger families in the church, which is great. And then in terms of sending, in both Adventures and Explorers, as I said, we've been looking at Acts and the early church and just been encouraging the children to go themselves, make disciples, to tell people about Jesus, not to be worried that they don't have the right words or they're too young or maybe someone won't be interested, but just to go and invite people along. And it's been really great to see children inviting their friends along to Explorers. And I would just encourage you children, if you're all listening, that Champions Holiday Club is another brilliant opportunity. So grab some leaflets on your way out today and invite your friends and neighbours. But thank you to all of you who are involved with the children's work. It's a great privilege to be part of a big, big team who serve regularly. And it's a thrill to see God at work, isn't it?
Thanks, Elise. So I'm just going to chat just very briefly about the youth work that we do here. So I help run the Urban Saints group and the youth group, which sort of runs from around sort of 9-year-olds, 8-9-year-olds up to, just doesn't really end, youth group. I think a lot of you know, just keeps on going and going until you feel a bit too old to come along, which is neat. So we, so our Urban Saints group, we've got a great team, and there's a whole bunch of us who help run that. We meet on a Thursday night, usually. We hire Marden Lodge School in their grounds down in the valley, and that's our big reach out night. And we get sort of 30 plus people coming along each week. And over the last year especially, we've just seen that really grow. It's been really encouraging. We had a bit of a dip earlier, a few years before, and for some reason it's grown again. The guys, sort of the Reach Build send is all sort of working together, because the kids that we're sending out are our church children, and they are inviting their friends along, and they're just really confident to do that, because I think we put on a good event there on a Thursday night, and the team are amazing as we all chip in together, playing sports and putting on games and doing crafts together. And the center of those Thursday nights, though, is what we call Discuss, where we really reach out with the gospel. And each week we do a short talk and telling people about Jesus, about our great salvation. And it's just neat seeing that the young people have been taking that up and often asking questions and wanting to speak to us as leaders afterwards. Tell me more about this. What does that mean? And we've seen a lot of kids grow through that. So we're so grateful. We've got a good group of leaders and also junior leaders too. And so some of the young people in the youth group also help out on a Thursday night. And so that's the way we're helping to build them up, to give them opportunities to serve, to share, to speak, to run events. And it's just neat seeing them grow in their roles there. We have a camp coming up in September for the Urban Saints group. And we go down to New Lodge Farm, and we have a great sort of 24 hours there on site. And again, we have lots of fun and games, but also a chance to have some good talks, sharing the gospel clearly, reaching out with the good news, and seeing young people just excited to be together. I think one of the biggest things that Youth Group does and Urban Saints is creates a sort of a family, a community, where young people have other Christians nearby that inspires them to keep on going. As we know, the world's a tough place to be in. A lot of temptations, a lot of people pulling us in all sorts of directions. But to know that you've got a few guys and girls either side of you saying, let's do this together. Let's keep trusting Jesus in spite of my teachers who's telling me not to, my mates who might be laughing at me. When I head off to uni, have all the opportunities and independence to do what I want. But actually, if I've got someone I'm standing beside, doing that together, it's just really encouraging to see that. And so a big part of what we do is actually building each other up. And so our youth group in particular, we meet three times during the week on a Wednesday night. We have a Bible study in our small group, and Dan Hubbard heads that up. And it's just a small group, but they get right into the Bible, thinking what it means to be a disciple. And it's neat to be able to do that just for an hour each Wednesday night. Friday night is our sort of reach out night, where we put on fun events, and we normally finish with a short talk, looking through Luke's gospel, actually, over the last year or two. We've just been taking, little bit by little bit, going through the great gospel story of who Jesus is and seeing how he changes us in our lives. And on Sunday evening, we join the church in Francis Road, followed by a time around at the Vallicott's home. We play a few games, have a drink, unpack the talk together. And it's just a place where we're forging friendships, forging relationships, so that we can get to know each other a little bit better. There's loads of things going on over the summer as well. The regular meetings sort of closed down for a bit, but there are lots of summer camps, and I'm involved in two of them over the summer, where we can just go away for a whole week camping, and we invite the young people to come and join us. And so some of them are going to be doing that, and that's a really intensive time of hearing the good news, of being built up in your faith, but then also being equipped to be sent out. As you go back to school in September, to be inspired about your faith, and to go back into your schools and your homes to share that with your friends. Also in September, we have a prepared for uni course. So each year we sort of lose a couple from the top of the youth group who sometimes choose to go off into university. Others might go off into work or do apprenticeships. But for those who are going into uni in particular, it's a big change in their life, being independent suddenly, looking after your money and your food and your own washing up and everything. So there's a chance just to prepare them for that. And over a couple of days, we go through what you might be facing at university. And we've got a great team helping out the youth group. So neat to have guys there. People like Sam and Adam who have just been baptized. It's really encouraging to see them taking that step and standing up for Jesus. That's why we do this. You know, we're passionate about seeing young people love Jesus more and more in their lives and being disciple makers as they go into their homes, into their schools and their neighborhoods and the sports teams and the dance club to tell their friends about Jesus. So that's what we try to do. We do it in partnership with you as the church, with the parents of the young people. Please pray for us. That's a big battlefield. And we're just so grateful that we had the opportunity and freedom to share the good news here in this town.
Great. Well, isn't it wonderful to have this family moment to share news together? Well, one element of our life together as the church, as people, has been our prayer for this new tool that we'd be able to use to reach out, build up and send on to. And we need a roof over our heads. We've got all kinds of venues we use across the town. And for years now, we've been praying and working towards this. But wonderfully, this is hitting some important chapters now. This is what the building is going to look like. And it's amazing to see the size of the piece of land that God has entrusted to us and the plans that are going ahead on that site there. But it's wonderful that it's not just a tool to use in the future for these goals of reaching out and building up and sending on, but also it's the process over these last years of praying together, of making sacrifices together, of considering the plans and interacting with the community. All of this has been an element of God's work among us of helping us to reach out and build up and send on. It's interesting, his purpose isn't just the final building that should be opened in about 18 months' time, but rather it is also what he wants to do in our lives in the whole process as we head towards this. And so 2 weeks ago, many of us here went and stood on that building site on the 25th of June. And together, we just praise God for all that he's done over the years that have preceded this moment. And we prayed together into the next year, year and a half, as the building goes ahead, just thanking God for his faithfulness and praying that we would use this new tool to the glory of Jesus as we reach out, build up and send on as a church family together. And then after this day of or this afternoon of prayer on the site together, the site was closed to us. And if you drive past now, you'll see new signs on the hoardings. You'll see the vehicles driving around and the work going ahead apace. And it's wonderful to even hear rumors that it's slightly ahead of schedule. So every time you drive past, just pray on for that place. Pray on that it would be a place where many people hear about Jesus, where we grow in our walk with him, and a place from which many people will be sent out to keep on speaking of his love with others. Thank you, Phil.
So just to finish with, really then, I'd like us to remember all that God has done through us to reach out. It seems like years ago now, but only 6 months ago we had the Real Lives Week, where we had a whole week of bringing people into this venue and venues around the town to hear people's life stories, their real lives of how Jesus has changed them. Had the Word one-to-one. That goes on. It's wonderful to hear about how more and more people are taking up reading John's Gospel with their non-Christian friends. And I've had so many people saying, they're just lapping this up. They really are lapping this up like it's a revelation. And it is a revelation. It's God's Word being given to people so they can read it for themselves, the Word one-to-one. And Christianity Explored courses have been such a joy. Can I just thank you for your prayers? Can I thank you for the teamwork that's gone into, particularly the last Christianity Explored? Behind the scenes, we have people babysitting, driving, washing up, cooking, drying up, setting up, putting away, taking down, driving people back to their homes. It is a wonderful partnership in the gospel. It's a joy that Christianity Explored is too big for our house, and therefore it means that we have to partner together in this. And there are already five people who have said, they'd like to do the next course in November. That's already beginning to be too much for our house, so put it in your diaries. We'll need a team again next November. We've had things that build us up as well. The spring walk is becoming one of those lovely things where, and autumn walks, lovely things where we can just take the time and walk together and walk each other's lives together. We've had a new small group, which is in its infancy. There will be teething problems, I'm sure, but pray for that new small group and Elise and Paul who lead it. We've got a new discipleship explored group. Again, these things tend to start small and grow bigger. There are a couple people on that. And we've had the joy of just hearing how our Saviour loves us in our sermon series on the Song of Solomon. I don't know about yourself, but certainly I don't think I've loved Jesus more as I've considered him the lover of my soul and look forward to that joyful intimacy with him when he returns. These are the ways that we've been built up, cafe events and things. And looking forward, we look forward to a wonderful summer holiday, but we also look forward to what the Lord will bring us in the new year, new academic year, the Champions Holiday Bible Club, a murder mystery, a weekend away, the Forge, which will be a local men's event. We've got Martha Collison, who's a great British Bake Off little girl, bless her, Martha. She's going to come and share her testimony at one of our cafe events. And we have such opportunity to partner together in little ways. It might be welcoming at the door or making a batch of cookies or anyway. But join in, please put them in your diary and join in the gospel partnership. Join in the joy of the gospel growing in our hearts through the work that Christ has done in us by the Holy Spirit. And join in the partnership of sharing Jesus with our friends, with people we meet on the train, with our neighbours, with people who just want to know more about the new church building. Will you join in that partnership with us? I pray that you will. I'm thrilled. I have to be honest, I've only been here 2 years, but I consider myself utterly, utterly privileged, beyond all privilege, to belong to a church where the diary is packed. I'm almost scared about the new academic year, packed with the opportunity to reach out with the good news of Jesus. Not many churches do that, I have to be honest. And let's pray. Let's pray that God the Holy Spirit motivates us to love him more, to consider the salvation that we've heard about this morning, to thrill in it and to share it together. Let's pray together now. Father God, we worship you and we come before you humbly this morning. We worship you because as we consider this salvation, we're humbled because you have brought it to us and filled our hearts with it and commanded us to go out to share it. Father, we consider our vision as a church to double our numbers every 10 years. Lord, we pray that that would be very conservative, as Chris Short said. We pray that it would be unambitious. Because, Lord God, of the nature of the good news in us. Father, may we be thrilled by that good news once more. May we be thrilled by the opportunities we have ahead to share that good news once more. May we be filled with those kingdom values. May we be thrilled by the wonderful status that you have lavished upon us. And may we be absolutely consumed by the good news. God has come to this world to save us. Father God, we worship you. We rejoice in you. We praise you for the fellowship that we have with one another. And we ask that you would fill our minds with a desire and our hearts with a longing to serve this good news through this church in the years to come. We pray this for the glory of our God, for the wonder of Jesus Christ's sake. Amen. Boys and girls, can I just say, you have been absolute stars. Can we just give them a thanks? And there's tea and coffee to my left now. Please help yourself. Boys and girls, one cookie at a time.